Welcome again, everyone. So this is the Reward Program Advisory Committee, and I appreciate you all attending today. Thank you so much. Oh, and today, so happy birthday, Brian. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. So today, in addition to welcoming you, I want to introduce a new member to our committee. As you all remember, in April, we did have one resignation, and that was Abby Hudgens, and we really appreciated all that she did to start the reward program and to advise us throughout, but she did resign, so we have a new member to the committee, and I'd like to introduce Teresa Overton and let Teresa tell you a little bit about herself and why she was interested in the committee.
Hi, everyone. I am the workers' comp manager for Vanderbilt University Medical Center. We have over 33,000 employees and now, and we have an excellent return to work program. So that's why I became interested in the reward program. Hopefully can get involved and help others with what we do at Vanderbilt. I'm excited.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Happy that you're here. And as some of you will remember, on the original task force for reward, we did have a representative from Vanderbilt, Terry Horn, who provided a great deal of time and energy and suggestions to help shape the program. So we are delighted that you have joined us. But with that, since you are new, I was wondering if we could go around and let everyone on the call, go ahead and introduce themselves, and let us know what you are, what your field is and what organization you are with. So if we could start. Hey, Shirley, joined just in time.
Hey.
So since you're on the phone, we're introducing ourselves. We have a new member to the committee, Ms. Teresa Overton with Vanderbilt. So would you like to introduce yourself and let her know how you are affiliated with the reward program and your organization?
Sure. I'm Shirley Benson. I'm a case manager. I work with Guardian, and Abby Hudgens, when they started the program, asked me to help with it. And it's been a pleasure working with everybody over the course of the last couple of years.
Thank you. Chrissy?
I think you're on mute.
Sorry, I'm meeting. I'm Chrissy. I'm from New Courseville, Arkansas, in Blytheville, Arkansas. I am the occupational health coordinator. I've been in occupational health for about the past 6 years, and I'm an RN.
Justin?
Hey, everybody. My name is Justin Bryan. I'm the safety director with U.S. Engineering Innovations. We're a mechanical contractor that's based out of Kansas City, Missouri. But I'm based out of the Middle Tennessee area in Dixon County. I've been in industry for about 8 years, mostly in construction.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Diane?
Hi, I'm Diane Stinnett, occupational health nurse for M&M Mars in Cleveland, Tennessee. Just been a part of the reward program for a while now and just love doing it. Welcome.
Erin?
Hi, I'm Erin Bartholomew. I'm a team manager with Liberty Mutual Insurance. Mars, M&M Mars is one of our customers, clients, and I was asked to join this program, gosh, several years ago. I think it was pre-COVID when it started and took a brief hiatus, but it's been a pleasure being on this committee. Welcome.
Thank you. And Stephanie?
Good afternoon, Stephanie Ritz. I work at Key Risk. I've been in the work comp industry for almost 19 years, and I have now recently changed positions. So if you guys remember what I did before, I'm kind of doing a hybrid position where I work in both analytics and data as well as client service. So working with our insured clients. Happy to be on. It's been wonderful to see everybody's different perspective and different sides of the world.
And we're glad you're all here. Did I miss any non-bureau members? I think that's everyone.
Ashley.
So, Ashley, well, okay, yes, Ashley, you are with TOSHA, so yes.
That's all right. I'm Ashley Dugan. I'm with Tennessee OSHA, Occupational Safety Manager, and I guess I've been on the committee for a couple years now. Thank you.
We really appreciate you. Thank you for helping us with all of the honor roll applications, too. That's been great. Very helpful. Okay, so Jay from the Bureau.
Hi, Teresa. I'm glad to have you aboard. My name is Jay Blaisdell. I'm one of the original members of the task force on the Bureau side. And one of the sub-programs that we created under the reward program is called the Certified Physician Program, and I am the program coordinator of that new program, and I've also been a longtime coordinator of the Medical Impairment Rating Registry, and I've been with the Bureau since 2005.
Thank you. Dr. Talmadge?
Hi, Jim Talmadge, Assistant Medical Director with the Bureau, and longtime interest in return to work.
And Jeff, I know you already know Jeff, Teresa, but Jeff, will you go ahead and introduce yourself, please?
Hey, Teresa. Jeff Francis, Assistant Administrator for the Bureau. Thanks for volunteering to serve on this committee. Thanks for supporting all of the Bureau activities, including the Adjuster Certification Program. Glad you're joining in. Welcome.
Thank you. And Brian Holmes.
Hi, Teresa. I made the mistake of spending the night at a Holiday Inn 8 years ago, and next thing I know, I woke up and I was on the Retain Task Force for the Bureau trying to get a return to work grant from the federal government. And we didn't get that, but I sat down with Abby and we kind of looked at each other and said we were determined. We had a great group of people together and we could do something within Tennessee, and we got everybody together and gave birth to this thing called the Reward Program about almost 4 years ago. I currently lead our Return to Work Coordinator training class. Glad to have you.
And Kyle Jones.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm the Communications Coordinator, and I'm here to make you all look good. So whether that's on the website or brochures or anything that we publish from this committee, I'm here to make it look good. So, yeah.
He does that for us. Thank you. Administrator Haley.
Thanks, everybody, for participating in this really excellent program, very meaningful work, and welcome, Teresa. I've emailed back and forth with you, but I've never met you, I don't think. So welcome, and it's good to have you in our committee.
Thank you. And Dr. Snyder.
Hi, I'm Dr. Snyder. I'm the medical director for the Bureau. Teresa, we've met many times. Anything you can do to help get us contacts with for the Certified Physician Program, just email me or email Jay.
Thank you all for introducing yourselves, and thank you for all your time. Return to work is so important in Tennessee, and I just really appreciate your commitment to help this program move forward and to help us reach more employers in the state. So with that, I'd like to get started and have a few updates for you. So, Jay, could you update us on the Certified Physician Program?
Sure. So I just posted a link in the chat. We now have 57 physicians on the registry, the Certified Physician Program registry. These are physicians throughout the state that, in exchange for receiving training and getting enhanced fees, have agreed to accept workers' compensation patients. So, Teresa, reiterating what Dr. Snyder said, if you have physicians that are interested in receiving enhanced fees and getting training in workers' comp and learning the ins and outs of it, the Certified Physician Program is a good opportunity for them. We've had some large physician groups express interest. Dr. Snyder and I went to Germantown to the Campbell Clinic, and we spoke to about 16 physicians and got them trained up on the AMA guides. So we will extend that service to any clinic that has 10 or more physicians willing to commit and take the best practices course, which is required for certification. The greatest obstacle in getting certification on the CPP registry is the AMA guides training. And that comes at a cost when you choose an outside vendor. But Dr. Snyder and maybe Dr. Talmadge are willing to go to a large clinic and perform that training in-house to save you that cost. So that's something to consider. And for all you here involved, please spread the word that we're willing to do that AMA guides training in person if you've got a significant amount of physicians who are interested in the program and willing to commit to the training.
Thank you, Jay. Any questions or comments, Stephanie?
Is that something you're publishing, like, out on the website, or is it just by, like, word of mouth?
As far as the AMA guides training, that's kind of word of mouth right now. We'll probably need to – we've got information on AMA guides training online, but we haven't yet posted anything about in-house training. We have spoken with the workers' comp coordinators of major clinics and made them aware of that. But as far as like a formal advertising campaign for that bullet point, no, we haven't done that yet.
Okay. I was just thinking if you had like a Zoom meeting or in-person meeting where they signed up, like that's something we could share. But thank you.
Great question. Thanks. And as Jay said, we really appreciate everyone on the call promoting the Certified Physician Registry to the physicians you use, to the physicians you know, to case managers who would work with directly with physicians in Tennessee for workers' comp. So any promotion you all can provide is great, and referring anyone to Jay or Dr. Talmadge or Dr. Snyder for additional information is greatly appreciated. Thank you. And Brian, would you mind giving us an update on the return to work coordinator training, please, sir?
Yes, 13 days ago, we started our, I think it's our 10th. I'm not sure. I need to go back and count. Return to work coordinator training class. We have 26 students in this class. So our introduction was 13 days ago. Our first real course is tomorrow. We meet every 2 weeks for a 90-minute kind of Q&A session with our live experts, and it's a free course. If you know somebody or if you are interested in taking it, please let us know. We'll sign you up for the next series, and that is Stephanie on our website for people to register for that. Let us know if they have interest, and then when we get ready to schedule it, we notify everybody who has that interest. And we generally have about 100 people or so on a waiting list for show general interest. And then each class is usually around 25 to 40 people. This is our smallest one so far, but it's also the fourth one I think we've done this year. And are just kind of in back-to-back lately. So probably going to take a little break after this next course when it ends in 10 weeks from now.
Thank you. Also, for outreach, Brian, do you want to give us a summary of what all's been going on, trying to get to different entities and promote the reward program, as well as just return to work to different employers and the mid-sized employers and smaller employers in Tennessee?
So we noticed we had a problem back in the spring, maybe late winter, that we weren't really getting to small, mid-sized employers, mostly just the big ones that we constant connection with. And so Susie and I have been doing a bit of outreach, trying to find conventions or industry meetings and get a booth or do a public speaking engagement. And we've done one just about every month since March. where we've gone before some group. And Susie, I forget the name of the group we last went to, but it had to do with construction professionals in Memphis. It was a nice lunch and nice meeting, talking about the reward program, trying to get more employers with knowledge of it, and just passing out brochures and trying to just recruit. So do you ever have any ideas, or you have any professional associations that you're members of that you think would do us good to spread the word, please let us know. And I don't think we have anybody on the future agenda that we've kind of need to get on that. So any ideas that you have, please let us know.
Yes, please let us know. Thank you, Brian, for the update. And Jeff is going to speak to, I think it's the safety professional group. I think that's in October, he said. So he's going to certainly talk about reward a little bit there and plug the program as well. So we appreciate that. But yes, we do. We would love your referrals so we can talk to any group about it. And when we went to Memphis to talk to that group, I believe that was the Associated General Contractors Group of West Tennessee. And they were great. And we spoke at their safety summit in Middle Tennessee as well. Shirley may be rejoining us in a minute. But one other update I wanted to give you all is another way that we're trying to track outreach. And it is really a difficult concept to know. You know, we have resources available and we, oh, thank you. So Stephanie put something in here, the Tennessee School Board Association. That would be great. Okay. That's a good one. Thank you. We'll follow up on that. But two ways we're trying to also track interest in the program is to measure the number of people, of course, attending meetings that we have. And Teresa, I know you're new, but we have a quarterly meeting for employers that are interested in the Reward Employer Support Network. So we have a meeting. We usually have a speaker facilitate a topic and then facilitate discussion among employers. They can share information with each other. And so we have one of those every quarter, and we usually keep registration for the attendees for those meetings. But we also send out, and by the way, the next one is in October, and I hope all of you will be able to join us for that. The next employer reward group support meeting is October 22nd, 1:00 Central Time. Jason Parker will be leading that session. And those of you who are familiar with Jason Parker, he is an international guru on return to work. He's going to address accommodations, how to aim for making accommodations for return to work for all employers. So I think it's going to be a great session. We'll send out that invitation a little closer to time. Kyle will get that sent out for you all to register if you're interested. So that's one way. I have a unique list of folks who attend a meeting, want to receive our bi-monthly reward report, which is just the brief article on a topic about return to work or workers' compensation. And then I also track people interested in the program that ask questions, want us to come talk, something like that. So my short list of those employers right now is 200. Well, as of June, I think I had 256 on that list or thereabout. And that's been helpful. It's grown a little bit since we first started, of course, but we would love for that to grow more. But one way to measure it also by an employer standpoint is how many of those employers are unique. So how many individual employers, and this is a concept Kyle suggested to try to track on, you know, like how many people from Averitt were interested, because Averitt really just counts as one employer, right? So looking at the unique email domain for employers over the past few years through June 30th, we had 156 unique employers express interest in reward. They've either attended a meeting or multiple meetings or expressed interest in the program, applied to the honor roll, reached out to us directly. And those are just strictly employers as best we can tell. Jamie Ballou, who's not on the call today, she also helped me filter that so that we know that we have no case management companies. I took out the attorneys. I took out the TPAs, the insurers, medical providers, vocational rehab providers, and just really tried to focus on just employers. So it was 156, I think I said, by June 30th. My goal for next year is to increase that to over 200. So I would love to get another 45 or so or 46 employers on that list. I guess that's 44, on that list so that we can have 200, because it's taken us several years to get to the 156. So if we can find some more, that would be great. So homework for everyone again is to help us understand if there are more ways we can reach out, how else we can promote our resources to employers. Just like Stephanie put something in the chat, if you have other ideas of organizations we can talk to about reward, please let us know. That is greatly appreciated. So that's just a little update on where we are with outreach and trying to track those interested in reward. And if you have other ideas, I know we talked about down the road, I think Stephanie brought up some analytics that would be more specific. And we're hope to look at that too going forward. Right now, what we're focusing on is a survey for employers to complete. At our last meeting, we talked at length about that survey and what would help us get the most feedback from employers. So we didn't want it too complicated. We wanted a few questions, maybe easy to answer, several or most multiple choice. So we worked on a draft internally. We had a meeting within the Bureau and talked about it. And what my takeaway from that meeting was, I really needed to clarify what we were trying to obtain from the survey. I really wasn't interested in trying to educate people by taking the survey so that they would learn more, but allow them to have a way to ask for more information if they wanted it. I wasn't really trying to look about how research how they're doing their book of business and how they're applying it, other than if they think, if they're aware of it and if it's of value to them and if they want more information on it, and what would they suggest we do differently. So it's more of just a quick survey that would tell us more about what their opinion is, to see if they're aware of it, like I said, what they think's working, where we missed it, where it's not working, and how we can improve the program. So a quick survey. So I'm going to share my screen, if that's okay. Or Kyle, if you're available, could you share your screen?
Sure, will do. Mm-hmm.
And Kyle has already worked up some of the changes that we've made to this. So it's in FormStack, so it should be easy to complete. And this is, again, this is a newer revision of it, so not even everyone in the Bureau has seen this. But we just wanted to show you kind of what we were looking at. And we have five specific resources and then the honor roll. So we really wanted to just gauge awareness. Which of these resources have employers used? And then if they check one, so Kyle, if you can walk us through, if they check one, then we're going to get specific. And thank you again to Kyle and Brian, helped me refine this a little bit, because I wasn't really satisfied with the original draft and some of the changes we made to that. So we went back and kind of started over. So questions on this, if you have any input as we go through these, please let me know. So the first thing we want to ask is basically, have they used the toolkit? And if they check they've used it, they're aware of it, they've used it, what was most helpful about that? So we're giving them some choices. If you think there are other choices we should include or any of these choices we should delete, please let me know. And Shirley, I know you're on the phone, so let me read those to you. I'm not sure if she joined back, but it's the general guide, all the information in it, the two calculators that are in it, the sample return to work policy, the sample information and letter on communicating with physicians, and then the sample transitional work letter. Or if they think none of it, they've used it, but none of it was helpful, they can tell us that. Or if there's something else about it, something that's other that they want to put a narrative description in, they can list that.
Is that link clickable, like a hyperlink?
No, it is not. FormStack will not allow me to do that.
Oh, no. Okay.
So that's the first question. But we have talked about, so some of the answers on here, if they've clicked them or even if they don't click them, there is going to be a way to ask if they want more information on that resource. Maybe they haven't used that particular resource. And yes, so Kyle's showing us some. They would like a copy of it, and they can download it.
But this one's clickable. Don't ask me why.
Hey, that's perfect, though, as long as they can click it, right?
But if they have access to it, then that question goes away and is replaced by this one. So it doesn't ask them if they want a copy if they've already seen it before. Same thing goes through to the next one.
So no matter what, do they get, I'd like a copy. They can click that. Maybe add, I would like to download a copy if I thought, you're just going to email it to me or.
Okay. Say download is probably a better idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Thank you. Any other thoughts on that question or what we're asking for with the toolkit? Okay. Oh, and Ashley, I didn't see that. So Ashley, you put in here the newsletter. So Jeff asked if you had a newsletter. Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah, I'll get that information to you guys, and I don't think it would be a problem to put an article in there.
Thank you very much. Very helpful. Okay, so the next section, we want to know about the resource of Brian's classes that he has created, the Return to Work Coordinator Training. So if they click that they have used that, what was most helpful? And it lists each of the sessions in here. Or if someone started it, was not able to finish it, they could list that. And one of the things that really is the most valuable, I feel like, with that training is the box that's discussion with other employers. If you have not taken Brian's classes, the program of the 6 classes, it's really worth your time, because I think that is where there is a lot of discussion among employers on they share what their obstacles are and what their solutions are. And then, of course, we allow them to say if they thought it was not helpful for their occupation. And then if they have any other comments, to put those in.
Susie, with that training, I know, Brian, you said we could sign up for it. Like, as an insurer, is that an open invite? If so, can I share that with, my client service team? I know, yes. Some of them work in Tennessee, some of them don't, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yes, we've had several insurers. Sometimes we have insurance agents attend it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anybody and everybody is more than welcome.
Thank you. I just heard you say there's a waiting list, and I didn't want to take somebody's spot if an employer was trying to get in. So I appreciate that.
No, I just meant they can go ahead and let us know that they're interested, and then when we have the next class, we'll let them know and see who wants to attend. It is a commitment, and that's the thing. While it's free, our time is not free. And so it's about an hour and a half commitment every week between the materials before the live session and then the actual live session.
I think it'd be really beneficial. Thank you.
I couldn't agree more. I know, Brian, you've had several case managers as well in some of your classes, which is great.
That is correct. And workers' compensation coordinators from TOA and from Houston Orthopedics. Municipalities have also attended, so they've been a really good source of information.
Thank you. Okay. So, yes, so if they're interested in it, then Kyle's showing you they can select that and obtain more information and sign up for the list. Any suggestions on that section? Okay. So the next resource we list is the meeting, the meetings that we have for employers that we do quarterly that I was talking about. And we call them the support network. It's not really that you're sanctioned into it. Once you join and sign up for it, you will receive the notifications of meetings and other information. So it's open-ended. You don't have to commit to attend every meeting every quarter, each year. That's not what it's about. It's there to serve the employers and help them. So we want more information on that. We do, as I said, usually have topics that we just talk about at meetings and as facilitator to talk about, address that topic. But we also leave time for discussion at the end. We haven't had as much of that lately, but we have a lot of good questions. And we had actually a great deal of discussion at the in-person meeting that's at our conference, the one we had in June. Wonderful audience participation and discussion. I learned quite a lot myself from the audience when they were talking about best practices for return to work. So the best part of the meetings, we're asking if it's the topic, the speaker, the information from other employers. Kyle sends out a summary, so if the employers miss it and they're on our list, they've subscribed to that to get notices and updates, they get a summary of what was discussed in the meeting to help them. And sometimes we have PowerPoints that are available that they can also request. Or they can choose that it was not applicable to their occupation, and then there's another other that they can fill in if they want. And Kyle, that allows them to, yes. Okay, so they can subscribe to the announcements for the meetings. I'd like to receive the emails.
Right. It goes away when you click them. So if I turn these on, those questions aren't asked because you answered here. So it's not redundant.
Perfect. Any suggestions, questions on that, changes? Okay. And then the next section that they can select would be the newsletter, I believe. The reward report. Do they receive the newsletter of the reward report? And if so, what do they find most helpful? Is it the perspective of the author, the length of the material, or the information really wasn't relevant to their occupation or other?
Both of these are signed up the same way. So this link and this link both bring up our email list thing to where you can sign up for the employer network or the reward report.
And does that give them an opportunity to list a subject if they have a specific subject they want to see an article on?
No.
Might that be something we could also offer?
Sure. As part of the survey, as part of signing up for the newsletter.
Signing up for the newsletter, maybe.
Okay, we can talk about that later then.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Any suggestions or thoughts there? And the next big resource that we think is huge for the reward program is the certified physician program that Jay talked to you about. He and Dr. Talmadge and Dr. Snyder have done a wonderful job with that. So the questions we have for that right now, ease of finding the physicians willing to treat injured workers, better communication regarding return to work programs. And then the third one, that seemed like a stretch, and I did talk to Jay about that. We'll probably change that because I think it's a stretch to maybe ask if the using the CPP to create your panels really has a correlation to better employee outcomes. And Jay had some other suggested questions or statements to add to that one that we may add. Jay, do you remember what those were?
Let's see. Let me find my email to you.
Okay. I think here it is. I think you had suggested something like quicker return to work for employees would be one suggestion. So we might consider that one. And then more accurate causation impairment rating and workability assessments. So that may also be something we add unless there are objections to that. Those sound like good improvements to what we have listed.
The only thing I would say on this one is maybe like experience overall with a CPP physician and compared to their experience in the past. Like maybe like the wording of ease of finding, like ease of use or ease of interaction or something to ask about, like, I mean, because ideally these CPP physicians will have better knowledge and be more open to work comp and communication with employers, right? As well as knowledge, maybe you could put knowledge on there because some physicians don't have a lot of background in work comp.
So do you mean kind of improved physician relationship?
Yeah, I think that would be a good
thing. Experience, maybe? Maybe improve physician experience?
Yeah.
Improve experience with physicians?
And the employers on the line can speak up your thoughts on this if you have any. But I just know having that continued relationship with a facility or a particular physician really helps to make those better outcomes and improve like the improved communication, transitional like duties, right? Identifying those because they might know your jobs better, your processes. So like at Mars, there could be a lot of different tasks, right? Do your physicians know like what's available instead of just writing them out? Say, hey, we can do this, that, the other instead, right? Just my thoughts on that.
Any thoughts from the employers on the call or Aaron?
I would certainly concur. If you have a good relationship with your providers and you've outlined your ability to accommodate work and you make sure they have that understanding of what those jobs look like that employees are able to do while they recover. I mean, that definitely improves outcomes. So that's certainly a critical piece of all of this.
Yeah, I've even heard of physicians like coming on site and doing a tour of the facility so that they can actually visualize it and have a better idea of your processes.
I 100% agree with that. It makes life a lot easier when the physician knows what our actual work is like and what our teammates are doing.
I know we send job descriptions to the physicians, so they'll have their job description.
So maybe saying something along the lines of if the physician is, good to write restrictions or review the job descriptions or something like that on there.
Right. I had a mental health case and the physician wrote, can do any other job but the job he was doing. And the job he was doing was probably the least stressful job in the whole facility and the most safe.
Sounds like we need more people, more physicians in the CPP.
Absolutely.
To learn partnership? Best practices.
Partnership, is that a good word to include, you guys?
I like it.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this part of the CPP? Okay, so Kyle has a choice down there. Send me an email with more information, and then Jay will have a response, I think, that goes out to those individuals requesting that.
I I did have a question, not to drag on or keep interrupting. But Jay, I think last time we talked about potentially like networks, like provider networks or like panel networks. And I might have forwarded you like a contact for somebody. I just wanted to check in and see if anything actually came of that or if it was helpful for the CPP.
I did look at it. I don't know that we did anything with it. It's okay. Still an idea we're considering.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So this was, I think, Kyle, this is the last one on the certified position. So we didn't really go into the we didn't do the honor roll up here. We're going to ask about that later. But yes, if they select the last choice, which is I'm not familiar with any of these, then it jumps to a different section. And we're just going to ask them. They may not be familiar with the reward program, but they may already also have a return to work program. So we're going to ask them.
This question disappears because if they're not familiar with the reward program, how dare we ask them how to improve it? So if I'm not familiar, we won't ask that question.
Correct. Yes. So then we will jump down and just ask if they have one. I mean, there are a lot of employers in Tennessee that maybe had one already before reward, may still have one, may not be using our resources, but we may have their contact, so they may be receiving this. And if they do have a return to work program, they didn't use the resources, but we might ask them if they've got one, if they've considered applying to the reward honor roll. And just as a reminder, the honor roll is open. It's open year round, but we're going to stop collecting applications or accepting applications after November 15th of this year. I really want to get that word out to employers because the honor roll is a 1 year recognition. So we're not going to pay for the return to work coordinator for next year's conference to attend for free from the 2024 honor roll. So we will be looking at the 2025 honorees to determine some of the benefits and the recognition. So it is an annual renewal. It's not like a certification of an individual. So if someone applies to the CPP, that's the individual, that person may be responsible for maintaining that certification for 3 years, but the honor roll could have different employees at that employer, and they may not be doing the same type of work next year that they did this year. So it is an annual, at this point, an annual renewal application if they want to join it. So we're asking them that, and if they say yes, then more information may be sent to them on the honor roll, but we're also asking if they are interested in in-person presentation about rewards. So we are trying to plug the program as we go to see if they want information about it, that maybe if they're not using it, they're just not aware of it. So we will ask for their information. If they want that, Kyle's got some options down there.
Susie, on that question right above about do you have a return to work program, mm-hmm. do you think we should maybe lengthen that by saying a return to work program for your employees who get injured at work? Some employers might have different types of return to work programs, like if somebody had a drug problem or somebody coming back off of a non-work related medical leave, a pregnancy leave or something like that. I'm just wondering if we should be more descriptive of the type of program we're asking about.
I think that's a good idea. And yes, Kyle, if we could go back and look at that and expand that language to make sure that we are capturing injured workers, return to work for injured worker program. Yes.
Thank you.
So we'll take a look at that. Thank you, Jeff.
Are you interested in an in-person presentation? We're missing a word there in that last question.
Thank you. Thanks. So we've done the route where they weren't familiar with any of the resources and then asked about whether they had the a return to work program for injured workers and asked if they want information, yes or no. So the other option is if they say they, was that the option? This is the course for no, they don't have it, or this is the option for yes, they do have.
I misspoke. You asked if they had a chance to talk about articles or future meeting topics, and we do.
Oh, we do have that. Okay, yes. So we did move. Okay, perfect. Yes, we moved.
I clicked too many options and it went away.
so many options.
I may have hit none of these and it disappeared.
Okay. Okay.
So general improvement question.
Yes.
And future topics.
So this is if they are familiar with any of the resources above, then it goes this route and doesn't ask if they have the return to work program, because if they're familiar with the resources, we're going this way and asking them how they want to improve it. What did we miss? What did we not get right? Or what are we missing in the reward program? And then the feedback for the value or suggested topics. Thank you, Kyle. Yes, that is in there. Okay. Any suggestions or thoughts on these questions? And going this route where they did select one of the first five resources that they had used it.
I just want to pat you on the back, you and Kyle, that had different iterations of this. Not sure how it's going to work out. Some of them were really long-winded and difficult to understand. Y'all, I think, have put together something really good. So kudos.
I agree. You did a great job on this, and I love your dynamic fields, and so not making it unnecessarily too long if they didn't, if it wasn't applicable. So great job.
We appreciate the feedback. Thank you all for giving us some good ideas. So this is pretty much the survey that we are current draft. We may make a few more tweaks based on some information we received today. Any other comments on this? And you can still email them in later. If you think of something later, just send me an email and I'll discuss it with the group and we'll move forward. I would really like to have this out pretty soon to employers so we can, at our next meeting, talk about maybe some of the results we're receiving. So I'm hoping the easier it is to fill out, the more responses we get and the more information that will help us evaluate reward, where we are now and what we can do differently or not do differently. So yes. So send me, if you don't mind, any other comments you have on this. And Kyle, thank you so much for putting this all together and getting that in a window that we can all see together and walking us through how it works. So thank you.
Anytime.
He's been very patient. I would send him a lot of the if this, then this, and he understood exactly what I was talking about in all those cases. So great. All right. Well, as I mentioned, we have our next employer meeting in October, but our next reward advisory committee meeting, I think we can wait a little bit longer. And I was looking at February or April the 1st. I think the two dates I listed, February 25th. Or April the 1st at 1 o'clock Central. Do those dates work for you all? Any preference?
No preference. I feel like that's far enough out that can make it work.
Okay. We may go with, we'll start with the February 25th date and send that out if that works for everyone. And by then, hopefully, and if I find out there's going to be a delay in getting the survey out or issues with that, then I will let everybody know. We can move it out a little bit beyond that. So we'll look at doing that. And again, anytime you all have feedback on any subjects you think would help employers, any connections for us to reach out to employers, let us know that. We want to be that resource. That's what reward is. It's a resource for all employers and then all entities that work with employers. So I appreciate everything you all do and your time and serving on this committee. Thank you so much. The honor roll, again, please promote it if you can. If you're aware of employers that are doing a great job of returning employees to work, please let them know that it might help them to apply to the honor roll for employers. I think that the recognition's on our website. We did the press release last year. We'll probably do something like that again. We had a ceremony or of appreciation and presented them their certificates at the meeting in person at our conference in June. So we may do something like that again, but I think it really helps customers appreciate using these employers. And it also, I think, helps employees feel feel valued at employers that do get this recognition. So I hope that
Teresa and Diane will consider applying. I'm not sure that either one of those applied last mm-hmm. year.
I tried. I had a hard time. I was actually traveling right before the week before, and when it came down to the wire, I couldn't get the paperwork together.
Yeah.
So I'm trying again this year.
All right. Well, I appreciate everyone attending today. Anything else before we adjourn for today?
I just want to throw out there response to Diane. You can submit those applications at any time. You do not have to wait until November to submit them.
Good comment, Brian. Yes, that's absolutely right. Kyle leaves it up all year long, so you can apply. And we have one application already for this year. So.
Wait, that means I get to come to the conference free next year if I get it in, right?
If you're appointed to the honor roll, there is one free complimentary registration for the conference. That is correct, for the return to work coordinator. Yes.
And then we'll have some insider information you from the inside on both sides, right?
All right. Well, thank you all so much. Please reach out at any time if you have questions, information, ideas. You know, this is a very collaborative project. Brian and I have talked about this before. We have help from everyone in the Bureau, all different units in the Bureau, and we have help from the experts, you all, on our committee. So thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Susie. Thanks to everybody.
Thanks. Bye. Right.